It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Two-man rush. Daniels wants to throw. He's being chased by Cedric Johnson. Now steps back to the left. Throws toward the back of the end zone. The pass is going to be deflected and incomplete.
It's
there
over.
Is no flag. Ole Miss
it's over.
Has won over LSU 55-49. Wow.
What a game. What a game.
And they're pouring onto the field.
Is a presentation of the Believe Podcast Network. It's time for the Believe in Ole Miss Podcast with your host, Brad Logan, your home for Ole Miss sports. To be a part of the show, email the show at brad.logan@loganmedianetwork.com or shoot him a DM on Twitter at @BradLoganCOTE. Download the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review online. And now, from the vault to the pavilion to Swayze Field, it's all Ole Miss, all the time. Here's your host, Brad Logan.
And welcome into the Believe in Ole Miss podcast, a part of the Believe Network. And we'll tell you that today's show is also sponsored by our friends at FanDuel. FanDuel is your go-to spot to bet on all sports across all landscapes. Right now, obviously, college football is wide open. They've got the latest odds, the easiest way to bet on your favorite college football team. That's FanDuel.com, and be sure and tell them you heard about it on the Believe in Ole Miss podcast. And now back to the show.
And welcome in, everybody. Brett Norsworthy, the pre- and post-game host alongside Gary Darby of the Ole Miss Radio Network, joins us. He also is the co-host of Sports Time on Sports 56 WHBQ in the afternoons on Sports 56. And Brett, it's good to have you. I'd love to have you every week, but I try to kind of mix it up throughout the year. And I think this is a great point for you and me to talk because we're at a point in the season to where things are getting really important. And the season is going to be paved by what happens the next couple of weeks. But thanks for jumping on for a few minutes.
Brad, always for you. Anytime, you know, we're a third of the way through the season already. And after this weekend, we're through September for everybody in college football. And you know, that's approaching. We're not at the point yet. I like to call it this is what you are. We're not there yet. Teams can still get a lot better. And with injury, sadly, teams can really, really regress. So we're not to the point yet of this is who you are, but we're to the point of you can really kind of start to tell the teams that if they have any modicum of good faith with the injury, that can be around at the end.
At one point last week, it was 45-3 and would eventually be 45-10 after some mop-up duty. You and I talked, and I remember that conversation with you more than any of the others that I had because we discussed the fact that is Ole Miss really as good defensively and much better offensively with Chambliss, or is Tulane maybe not as good as we thought? You were leaning towards Ole Miss maybe a little bit better. I was kind of on the other end, but after looking at it, rewatching the film, I think I'm kind of leaning with you. Take me through your process of looking at the games from Arkansas, Kentucky, the wins, Georgia State, to Tulane last week, and kind of your overall thoughts.
I was really proud of the win at Kentucky. It sure felt a lot better than a year ago against Kentucky, didn't it? And I thought both this year and last year against Kentucky were really the same kind of games. Xerox copies of each other, how they played, and really how it came down to the end. This year, Ole Miss made some plays and had some good fortune, and last year we know didn't. Had that loose ball even after the long pass last year at Kentucky, couldn't get over it, you know, and just a great kicker, Caden Davis, missed the field goal that would have sent to overtime, but this year got the breaks against Arkansas. I really thought last year at Fayetteville, we know in that series history, that was the outlier. In the nine previous games, the total point differential was 59 points, so 6.5 a game. So you knew we would regress to the means in that style of game, and we did. It was a wild one. Both teams could really get anything they wanted on offense, but in a wild offensive game, you need one defensive play. Ole Miss made it, so feeling good. At the same time, getting a little bit healthier and a lot more experience in the offensive line. Brad, we've taken all the continuity and kind of team out of offensive line play with portal, with transfers, and we know in an offensive line, they have to be a symphony. They can't be a jazz band. They've got to be, you know, one heartbeat, all the axioms from sports, that's what they have to be. So I think across college football, you're seeing offensive line play get a little better every week across college football because they're finally lining up by each other and a few people getting healthier or close to 100%. And the defensive line, I was surprised with our defensive line push against Arkansas, and it came out nasty against Tulane, and really, I think, affected the Tulane quarterback a lot early. He did not look like the player we had seen in Tulane's three previous games. So I think Coach Lane Kiffin's got his team, his coaching staff, and got the fans really building to that great boiling point that will be Vaught Hemingway on Saturday. We know what that game was like 2 years ago. Brad, I think in my years part of the Ole Miss crew, hard to knock 2014 Alabama off. But I think 2 years ago was my favorite win, you know, down late, pretty big late, and get those scores on Saturday night, the crowd goes crazy. I think that was the Lane Kiffin rocket ship for our team and for his years at Ole Miss, and just a great job that he's done. I mean, just flat got a coach. We got the best coach in the country.
Yeah, you know how much I love radio. You and I have shared stories about our youth and growing up. I know you listen to KMOX and the Cardinals, and I grew up listening to Sports 56, obviously, and then the station down in New Orleans listened to the Saints and LSU.
WWL.
Yeah, WWL. Thank you. To me, that was David's best call I've ever heard, was 2 years ago, LSU. Now, he's had some great ones, and it's hard to really pin down his best calls. But listen to that, and hearing Harry, who, by the way, doesn't like LSU very much, Brett. I don't know if he'll say that on the radio much Saturday.
All over my 10th birthday, November 4th, 1972.
Yeah, and but Harry's a great guy. And I think Harry's best call was 2 years ago when he said, it's over, it's over, it's over. I mean, just to me, it just gives me chills just thinking about that call.
And you know, the great games lend itself to the better call.
Sure.
But to capture that moment like they did, and you know, I was down on the field, so I didn't get to hear it till listening back the next day and through the years. It's weird. Most of my college football viewing and listening comes next summer because you know, when you're at one game, you know, it's really hard. But David and Harry captured and John Darnell on the sidelines, and I tell John all the time, and I mean it sincerely. And not just because, but it's a big factor, but not just because everything happened in 1989 with Chucky, but in 89, that was a year of real transformation for me and really falling deeply in love with Ole Miss.
Yeah, you know, we won't get too down the rabbit hole with Ole Miss radio, but you know how much I love it. And, you know, you've been a vibrant part of a lot of people's, you know, upbringing with Ole Miss football. Thanks, the pregame show, with how well you've done with that. Of course, you and Richard did it for a number of years, which was great. Now you and Gary. Gary's got a new job that I talked to Gary in the press box. He's so excited about being the voice of Ole Miss men's basketball. And he's going to do
a great job. He'll do such a great job for Coach Beard. And I told him, and it's a testament to what Coach Beard has accomplished and achieved. Think about how many people in their first year of Ole Miss men's basketball are coming in with this kind of team. I mean, it was a lot of years you're looking at that schedule and going, you know, maybe we can win 13 or 14 or, you know, go to the NIT or something. And, you know, everybody's expecting, you know, a great March Madness run, just like Coach Beard had last year. But it's so much fun. Brad, thank you for the compliment. I tell people, on game day, I think my job is to make people heading to the stadium want to drive faster. I got to hurry up and get there. And I want to make people that can't be at the stadium feel like they're in the Grove and a part of it. And there's no compliment I get more than from someone that can't be there, that they have, you know, an issue where either they used to could go and can't go anymore. And when they tell me it feels like they're there, that makes it so worth it. I want people to feel engaged, because every home game, and I started from the beginning saying this, at some point during our pregame, I mean it. I mean it sincerely, from the greatest place on earth and undeniably the greatest tailgate spot in college football, welcome to Ole Miss and to the Grove.
And what I love about what you do, and I think I've probably heard every pregame that you've done, postgame not available to hear that, but pregame I always like to listen. And Larry Munson, who we all know, the voice of Georgia for a number of years, would always say, I'm the guy that draws the outline of the picture. My color analyst comes in and he colors in that picture. What I love about what you and Gary do, and you and Richard as well, is they would set you up perfectly to talk about the Grove, and then here you come filling in the picture, describing the smell, what you're seeing, the pageantry, the enthusiasm, the feeling. And to me, that's what makes it so special. And, you know, I think it's going to be a big one on Saturday, probably the biggest game of the year in Oxford.
Brad, I wouldn't trade with anybody. I promise you, there's not a place, there's not a crew, there's not a team in all of college football that I would trade with. And on Saturday, 2:30, you know, we can't ever seem to consistently get LSU at night, beat them in the afternoon in 2021 on Eli Manning Day, beat them at night in 23, and this time we get them on Saturday afternoon. Alabama and Georgia at night, okay, but that's fine. But 2:30 used to be the prime spot in college football, and it's going to be the prime spot this week against a great team that I think they're getting better. Had a really tough opening opponent against Clemson, already beat Florida, and they're getting well in the offensive line. And the job that Brian Kelly's done, look, when you're the winningest coach ever at Notre Dame, when you top Newt Rockne, when you top Lou Holtz, you know you can win a lot of ball games at a lot of places. And he's done it. He's done it for LSU. And they were my preseason pick to win the SEC. Garrett Nussmeier was my preseason pick to win the Heisman Trophy. And all those things are in play. And, you know, 2 years ago, had to beat the Heisman Trophy winner in Jaden Daniels. So may have to beat the Heisman Trophy winner Saturday.
I had LSU and Texas in the championship game. We'll see if that happens. I had Texas winning it. They've struggled just a little bit, but they kind of caught fire on Saturday. I want to go to a position real quick, Brett, that I've taken a good bit of heat on, and that's the offensive line. I thought they struggled against Georgia State and maybe a little bit in the first half against Kentucky. Since then, I think the offensive line has been above average to even good in many instances. You look at someone like a Patrick Kudus, the transfer out of Arkansas. Didn't play particularly well in Georgia State, but to be fair, he wore a black jersey during preseason camp. Now he's getting some reps. He's getting to be much more acclimated. And when Ole Miss brought in Delano Townsend, the transfer out of UAB, that game changed dramatically. And I think the offensive line is an asset to this team. Just curious as your thoughts, as they've taken a lot of shots, but I think John Garrison and the offensive line have gotten much better the last couple of games.
Well, they're getting laps around the track. They're getting more playing time together. They know the guy to their left or right a lot better. And you're seeing it at center, Bryson Sanders, what he's doing. I hope people realize this with just about everything out of shotgun. Every snap of his has been right on time. Because if it's not, it blows up the play. We don't need Austin Simmons or Trinidad Chambliss back there playing shortstop and having to field something a little low and left or low and right or too high, that blows the timing up. Sanders snaps from shotgun all year have been room service, and he's played well. I thought that the game against Tulane was the best center to guard play we've had all year. And you know that's where football is won and lost, is inside at the line of scrimmage, point of attack.
Ole Miss fans, can you feel the football frenzy? Weeks now into the college football season, the NFL has started up too, and there's only one place to make picks and win money all season long. Underdog. Playing on Underdog is easy. Simply pick whether your favorite players in any sport will go higher or lower on stats. for Ole Miss. That's touchdowns, receiving yards, interceptions, and more. Ole Miss currently features the SEC's leading rusher and receiver. Next up for the Rebels is Arkansas. Will Kewon Lacy again find the end zone? Will Harrison Wallace go over 100 yards receiving? All-time Ole Miss great DK Metcalf and the Pittsburgh Steelers host the Seattle Seahawks this weekend. Will DK go higher or lower his projected 12.55 fantasy points? I think that's an easy hire. Get your picks right and you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. And you can play with as little as $1. Download the Underdog app today and sign up with my promo code CHAMPIONS to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code CHAMPIONS. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog. Make picks. Win money. Must be 18 years or older to play. 19-plus in Alabama and Nebraska, 19-plus in Colorado for some games, 21-plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia. Must be present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. See UnderdogFantasy.com for details. Offer not valid in Maryland, Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In New York, call the 247-HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
And Brett, a couple more before we get you out of here today. You talked about it. Everybody's talking about the quarterback. We heard from Lane Kiffin on Monday at his press availability asking about the quarterback. He said Austin Simmons is our starting quarterback if he's 100%. Obviously, he's been really excited about the ball security of Trinidad Chambliss, and Chambliss, who won the national championship at Ferris State, has been really good for Ole Miss this year. I think a lot gets made, I'm raising my hand, about being a starting quarterback. I think – having two quarterbacks in many instances in this case is a positive for Ole Miss. Your overall thoughts about where the quarterback situation is? I know we kind of agree that this is Austin Simmons' team right now until he gets back on the field.
Well, I like where we are, and Austin Simmons has got to get 100%. It's hard to play that position and do what the quarterback's asked to do now that when you're not at 100%. I thought his – spelling of Chambliss for that drive against Arkansas was sensational. On one leg, he threw a touchdown. Imagine trying to do that. I mean, that was it with immense pain. But everybody just needs to trust the best coach of quarterbacks in the college sport today, and that's Coach Lane Kiffin. He's got it down at the most important position in all of team sports. Look what he's done through the years. Remember where Matt Corral was in 2019, and remember where Matt Corral finished. So I think people need to remember that about Austin Simmons. They didn't take Austin Simmons to SEC media days because he wasn't, you know, because he wasn't going to be, you know, really counted on. They were counting on him. He got hurt, and he got hurt badly, had to be helped off the field with no pressure being put on it late at Kentucky. And I really thought it was his hip when he got bent up, but it was his ankle. And the Trinidad Chambliss story and the job that Coach Joe Judge and Charlie Weiss and Lane Kiffin have done. Just remember what Lane Kiffin did at Alabama with Blake Sims, Jake Coker, and a freshman, true freshman, Jalen Hurts. And now what he's done at Ole Miss with Matt and Jackson Dart and what he's doing. Trust Lane Kiffin with quarterbacks. I just tell everybody, if you want to have, you know, a doubt about how we cover punts or, you know, what defensive alignment we're in or the offensive line play, okay, fine. That's all fine and good. But don't doubt Coach Kiffin on quarterback play.
Final question for you today, Brett. How does Ole Miss beat LSU? I think this line has went anywhere from LSU to 1, 1.5 to Ole Miss 1-1. I don't know where it ends up. Maybe it's a pick 'em. What does Ole Miss have to do to beat LSU on Saturday?
Ole Miss got to run the ball, and the best Lane Kiffin's teams have been that could consistently run the ball, whether it was his first year or into that second year going to the Sugar Bowl with Jerry Neely and Snoop Connor, into the Quinshon Judkins years. Last year, we couldn't consistently run the ball. Now I think we can. And also, remember how much LSU hurt Ole Miss last year off the edges and not picking up blitz pickup in that game. This year, starting with Kawan Lacy, man, that is a brick wall. When they send that blitzer, that guy's going to pay in the pocket. So keep that pocket clean. I think run the ball security always. But I think it's going to be the fun Saturday afternoon. And we're a little off the radar right now. And Saturday's the coming out party. The national story is going to be Coach Lane Kiffin's doing it again at Ole Miss.
And by the way, that documentary dropping Wednesday night on ESPN. So there'll be that point of the story as well. Remember, Logan Diggs, running back, transfer of LSU. Does he have a big game? I think there'll be a lot of focus on Logan Diggs as well, Brett.
He looked good. He looked good Saturday. You know,
he did.
Poor guy just hadn't been able to get on the field and stay on the field due to injury. And, you know, finally getting there, looked good Saturday against Tulane. So one down against the team from South Louisiana. Now the big team, LSU, and Brad, the feeling and the atmosphere Saturday, we know what it's going to be like. It's going to be Ole Miss versus LSU. That's all that's got to be said.
He's Brett Norsworthy from 3 to 6, Monday through Friday in Memphis on Sports Time. Brian Dacus, Sports 56 WHBQ. He's at Brett Norsworthy on Twitter/X. But we know him as the pre- and post-game host on the Ole Miss Radio Network, and he is a dear friend. Brett, thanks very much for joining us. We'll see you in the press box on Saturday.
Thank you, Brad. We'll be the two guys in jackets, won't we?
Always. Always.
You got it.
We'll see you then.
Season's only 14 weeks, just 3 days a week. That's it. So cherish every over and under before it's over on FanDuel. With live betting from the first down to the final whistle. Because before you know it, parking lots will just be for parking again.
All customers get a no-sweat bet on any college football game this week. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Realtor Debbie Alderson Johnson. If you're looking for a spot in the Oxford area or, quite frankly, anywhere in Mississippi, that is your go-to. Remember, real estate industry since 2003. Looking for that special ag property, maybe a recreational property, maybe a commercial real estate property, or a new home. Debbie does a great job and can be your real estate agent today. Just contact her directly at 662-234-5555. Of course, that's a member of the Kessinger Real Estate family, KessingerRealEstate.com. And Debbie has been with them for quite a few years. If you need to get her directly, just dial her cell phone at 662-689-0090. Remember, your go-to for real estate, whether it be commercial, farm, or maybe you need that home. Maybe you need that second home in Oxford. You're looking maybe to relocate Oxford. Part of the real estate family, the Kessinger Real Estate family. Debbie Johnson, your realtor, 662-234-5555. Or call her cell phone at 662-689-0090. Debbie Johnson, a proud sponsor here on the Believe in Ole Miss podcast. Custom t-shirts, quarter zip polos, collegiate brands, twhites.com is your go-to for all custom apparel and collegiate apparel, including Ole Miss. For custom apparel, just log on to www.twhites.com. Give them a call, 601-667-5533, or shoot them an email at sales@twhites.com. For the custom side, just go to twhites.com and enter all of your information. Are you looking for screen printing on a tee or a hoodie? Maybe embroidery on a hat, polo, or jacket? How about a promotional item? Cup, koozies, pins, mugs, a leather patch hat? Just let us know the date and we'll be in touch with you as soon as possible. Fast shipping is available. But if you live in central Mississippi, you don't want to ship it, no problem. We'll have a local pickup for you available in Flora, Mississippi. T-White's offers high-quality custom t-shirts, apparel, and promotional products. They take the frustration out of the ordering process and offer every customer an expert to guide them through the process. With millions of products to choose from, the process is way too time-consuming and stressful to click around on a website for hours. At T-White's, you speak to real people real fast. Your expert is a call or email away and will make personalized recommendations based on your need. From companies big to small, they work with them all and offer all full-service screen printing and embroidery services. They provide their customers online pre-sale hosting, warehousing,
and Fulfillment Services. You can always give them a call at 601-667-5533. Shoot them an email at sales@twhites.com. T. White's, proud sponsor of the Logan Media Network. The Grove Collective and Dead Soxy, two words that have gone together since the beginning. Dead Soxy wants you to remember, make every step count. Go to DeadSoxy.com and look at the latest styles that are available. Upgrade your game day with socks that financially support the Rebels and the Grove Collective. Every step you take shapes the future of Ole Miss athletics, and upgrade your socks today and elevate Ole Miss. Just go to DeadSoxy.com and there you'll see all of the selection of socks that you can get. And a really cool feature is, don't have time to go to the website and order? Just go ahead and sign up today. The NIL Sock Subscription Program with Dead Soxy. They'll ship right to your door. But you go onto the website and you can see all types of socks. You've got the team colorways. That's, of course, your long dress socks. Or the more casual option, like the beer showers. All aboard the Lane Train. Drip and the Sip. All names that you are very familiar with. And if you log on today, use that promo code Logan, L-O-G-A-N, and get 20% off today. And if you become a VIP, you get a free pair with an instant coupon today. Just go to the website, deadsoxy.com. Any pair you want, you pick. Our VIP insiders enjoy some serious perks and benefits at deadsoxy.com. Probably my favorite deal going on right now, just for members, a weekly supply, the 7-pack Oxford Edition Team Colorways, is on sale now, and it is a great price. deadsoxy.com. A proud supporter here on the Logan Media Network. And remember, every home game, we have the pregame video at the Dead Soxy pop-up tent. We'd love for you to come by and say hello at the northwest corner of Vaught-Hemingway Stadium. Jason is always there, and it's always great to see friends every single game at the Dead Soxy pop-up tent. By the way, last time, 2-for-1. I think Jason may have something up his sleeve this week as well. It's DeadSoxy.com, a proud supporter here on the Believe in Ole Miss podcast and the Logan Media Network.
Are you ready for delicious blueberry donuts? What about savory crispy chicken and wonderful tasty sides? Well, get ready, because Connie's Chicken is coming to Oxford. See you soon for some good eats and good times.
Hi there. Did you know that Connie's Chicken offers catering? Whether it's a large event, a small event, tailgate, or business party, Connie's is perfect for just about every occasion. Connie's Chicken Catering. Order today.
Give Connie's a call today for that perfect tailgate order, 662-934-7252, or you can email them, catering@connieschicken.com. Be sure and tell them you heard about it on the Logan Media Network. Looking for a quick order? Just go to connieschicken.com, order online today, or you can give them a call, 662-380-5106 at connieschicken.com. The combos, they've got them for you. The fried chicken sandwich combo, chicken tender combo, two-piece bone-in chicken combo, four-piece bone-in chicken combo. How about this? The little cluckers for the kids. Everybody's covered at Connie's Chicken. And for dessert, don't forget the blueberry donut. I promise you'll thank me later. Tell them you heard about it on the Logan Media Network. Connie's Chicken, West Jackson Avenue in Oxford. Arriva is your local high-speed internet and voice provider. With 9 locations in 2 states, Arriva is building the ultimate network to power high-quality, secure, affordable, fast connections. Whether it be your telephone or gig internet connection, Arriva provides what you need to connect, just like they have for over a century. Arriva is driven by a mission to connect lives and strengthen communities through world-class broadband service. Their roots trace back to humble beginnings in small-town Mississippi, where the business was born with an unwavering commitment to service and connection. Today, as a family-run business spanning multiple states, they honor that legacy while embracing innovation and growth. Arriva believes in the power of connection. They're dedicated to delivering exceptional service, supporting the communities they serve, and empowering brighter futures. Sign up today and save $5. It's easy. Go paperless and get a one-time bill credit of $5. Want to save even more? Sign up for AutoPay and receive a one-time bill credit of $5. For more information, give the Bruce office a call today, 662-983-4343, or go online to goarriva.com. Arriva.
You've been listening to the Believe in Ole Miss podcast with your host, Brad Logan. Download the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review online. Be sure and check us out on Twitter at Brad Logan, C-O-T-E, and at Believe Podcasts, as well as Facebook, Brad Logan Media.
From the Vaught to the Pavilion to Swayze Field, it's all Ole Miss all the time. This has been the Believe in Ole Miss podcast, a presentation of the Believe Podcast Network.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.